A glowing object, her cell phone, falls to the ground. And then, stillness. It's unclear how long it takes your brain to die without oxygen, though there are some estimates based on medical research. After 3 minutes or less, you might fully recover. Between 3 and 6 minutes, your chances drop. But still, recovery can be possible. Beyond 6 minutes, there's little chance your brain won't be severely damaged, with death a much more likely outcome. Laura's countdown probably began a few seconds after 4:26 a.m., although it's possible her heart kept beating for another minute after she lost consciousness, according to asthma experts. Every second was vital, yet so many would be wasted. After realizing Laura couldn't speak anymore, the Somerville police dispatcher told her to hold while she called an ambulance. That took more than a minute that Laura would never get back. The police next called the Somerville Fire Department, which has a station just 1,000 feet from the hospital. But the police dispatcher merely related that Laura must be on Tower Side, failing to say that her cell phone pinged at 68 Tower Street at the top of the hill, or that she was outside the emergency room. Without those details, the fire department's dispatcher had to guess where Laura was. Following a hunch, he sent his crew to the other side of the hospital, where an entrance to some doctor's offices is locked overnight. Attention, Engine 7. Respond to the Somerville Hospital, 230 Highland Avenue. We believe this is possibly on the Medical Arts Building side. Somerville Hospital is the last to be reached by phone. There is no direct line to the emergency room, apparently, even for police. So a night receptionist had to patch the call through. The transfer took about 30 seconds. More time wasted. Finally, nearly 2 minutes after Laura had lost consciousness, a phone in the emergency room rang. A nurse, whom I'll call Nurse X, answered. "Hi, it's Somerville Police. Are your doors locked, by any chance?" said the dispatcher. "No, why?" responded Nurse X. "Because there's a female who's having an asthma attack. She's pinged off Tower Street, and she's saying the emergency room is closed, so I don't know where she is," the dispatcher continued. "I'll go look," said Nurse X. Hanging up, she walked to the ambulance access door, which she found locked, and opened it.